The sagebrush ecosystem is in trouble thanks to invasive species and wildfires, which have damaged much of the land in the West. Now, to help restore some recently burned areas, inmates from Central Washington are planting sagebrush that has been grown in prisons. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt has more.
The vast steppe-like landscape near Ephrata stretches almost as far as you can see. Most of the sagebrush is pretty healthy, if not too dense. But this 240-acre patch of public land burned last year. Now it's been reseeded with bunch grasses. If you look closely, you can see blackened sagebrush stumps sticking up from the ground.
Here's another sagebrush body.
That's Gretchen Graber. She's a graduate student at Washington State University Tri-Cities. Over the last few months, she's taught inmates at Coyote Ridge Correction Center how to grow sagebrush. The project is a first of its kind, a sagebrush restoration program being conducted in a Washington State prison. And Graber hopes it will help this ecosystem.
And in the past 100 years, we have lost 50% of our shrub steppe.
In a small effort to combat loss from wildfires, overgrazing, and invasive species, the inmates will plant 20,000 sagebrush seedlings. They're tiny, about 4 inches tall. As inmates carry boxes of plants around, the sagebrush perfume wafts through the air.
These look really good because you have roots all the way down to the bottom.
Inmates dig holes about 20 feet apart. Then they take the plants out of plastic containers and gently cover the deep roots with dirt. This minimum security crew normally helps with park upkeep in Connell, about 60 miles down the road. There's a big push to get this type of habitat restored. The reason? Greater sage grouse. Earlier this year, the federal government decided not to add the chicken-sized birds to the endangered species list. That's in part due to local programs like this across 11 western states. These on-the-ground efforts are all meant to help the bird before federal regulations required people to do more. Graber says restoring the ecosystem helps more than just one bird.
Sage grouse is part of a community of plants and animals and insects. And if we are doing restoration for the greater sage grouse, we're also helping loggerhead shrike, sage sparrow.
The list goes on. One inmate helping with the planting is Joseph Perkins. He says he's seen forested ecosystems destroyed where he grew up in western Washington. That's why he's glad to help restore this shrub steppe landscape, which Perkins hopes sage grouse will eventually call home.
It's kind of sad how things are set up with species that we don't do anything until they get to the endangered point. Mm-hmm. You know, and part of treating our planet wisely is to think ahead.
Officials want to continue the program next year. Graduate student Gretchen Graber thinks that's when inmates may plant sagebrush and other bunch grasses where the Douglas Complex burned this summer. I'm Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio, Ephrata.